Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you. And we are now joined live from the NFL Combine by Teron Davenport, NFL Nation ESPN Titans reporter. TD's reports from the NFL Combine are brought to you by Chicago's Home for Chicken and Waffles in East Nashville. TD, I know you're busy up there. Thanks for taking some time to come on.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I got to be the next man up. You know this.
It is a TD Thursday, and, man, what an interesting one it's been. Big news this morning. T'Vondre Sweat has been traded to the New York Jets. Jermaine Johnson, who played for Robert Saleh in New York, is coming back to reunite with him in Nashville. What are your initial thoughts on this move for the Titans?
I think it's kind of a perfect storm for both teams. You have two players there that aren't the best scheme fits, and they just swapped. And I think you look at Sweat, I mean, obviously we know about T'Vondre and what he brings to the table, but the fact of the matter is he wasn't as much of a fit in Robert Saleh's defense. And then you look at Jermaine Johnson up there with the Jets, and he's a guy that's reunited and put back in the scheme that he was drafted as a first-round pick, and he excelled before suffering the Achilles injury. And I think it's a good swap for both teams, fresh start for both players. And look, man, you know, T'Vondre Sweat was always really good in the locker room, fun to talk to, and I wish him the best.
Now up there with Jarvis Brownlee Jr. in New York,
yeah.
Two of the 2024 Titans draft picks. Talking with Teron Davenport live from the NFL Combine. TD, we've gotten a lot of questions today on the text line. Do you think this move changes what the Titans may be thinking at number four now that you bring in a veteran, experienced pass rusher in Jermaine Johnson?
I don't think it changes it as much. I mean, when you look at Reuben Bain, he's a guy that they obviously love. He's someone that you heard Robert Saleh talk about his tape being undeniable. You heard him talk about him playing violent. And, you know, that's right in the theme of what all the coaches have mentioned, even the offensive guys. So I think the only way it may change what they do is what the Jets do at second. Right, with the second pick. You know, if they go, because looking at it, and I was talking to Jordan Reed about this, ESPN NFL draft analyst, and he made a really good point, because you already got Will McDonald, the fourth, who is, he's kind of light, you know what I mean? And we know that Reese isn't the heaviest guy either, so you have those two guys on the edge. They may not have, grabbed Reese, but now it gives them an opportunity to grab Bain. So that is one way it could affect it. But I tell you this, if the Jets draft Bain second, Bailey is in play, of course. And we've talked about this, Jake. Like, we've been on this, you know, for a while. But Jeremiah Love, I think, is someone else that's in play. And you know, I kind of hinted at Mekhi Lemon being a guy at four. Jeremiah Love, I think, is a more likely picked in Mekhi Lemon.
Wow. And I know that'll make some of our listeners happy who have been pushing for Jeremiah Love for months here. You mentioned Reuben Bain, and the arm length has been a topic, and the number finally came in this morning, 30 7/8 inches. Matt Miller of ESPN says that him, along with Cassius Howell, would have the shortest arms for an edge rusher drafted in the first round since at least 1999. Is Reuben Bain's tape that good to overlook the short arms?
Yeah, I mean, look, the short arms, can you tell me a time where you saw it hurt him? And cause that's why I asked Borgonzi. I was like, hey, man, when did this hurt him? And he said, I didn't see it ever being an issue. And one of the things that Borgonzi also says is that you could have a guy with long arms that doesn't know how to use the long arms. And then also what we've talked about, Jake, you know, you're coming off that edge and you're stabbing that inside arm. When you're using one arm to stab, guess what happens? It gets a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So that 30 inches becomes like 34, you know what I mean? So it's a little different. But then on top of that, he's learned hand uses. Like, his hand uses is elite. And naturally, working with a guy like Jason Taylor, who he told me is like a second dad to him, naturally, you know, that's going to help. Jason Taylor is a Hall of Famer, you know what I mean? So getting that has really helped him. So long story short, I don't think that's really an issue. The guy could play ball, and that's period.
TD with us live from the NFL Combine. And I want to get back to Jeremiah Love here, because the further we get into this draft process, the more I come around on it a little bit. I still think it's a luxury pick, but what would, if the card comes in and they read off the Titans take Jeremiah Love at number 4 overall, what's your reaction in terms of the way the Titans are building this roster?
Well, you know, my reaction is they didn't draft a running back. They drafted a playmaker. And I think sometimes when you look at these running backs, you got to go beyond just their position, right? And when you look at a guy like Jeremiah Love, he's someone that you could put in a slot. He could run routes like a receiver. And we talked about the importance of a slot receiver, right? And when I asked Robert Saleh about Jeremiah Love, you know the name that he mentioned? He said, hey, man, I saw Christian McCaffrey for a few years. Right, and then he and Mike Borgonzi, they both said Jahmyr Gibbs, and they mentioned him being a three-down player. Now, for me, you know, just to kind of do a verbal whiteboard Wednesday, look, you could take him in the backfield, 22 personnel, two tight ends, two running backs. You motion him to the slot position. You run the jet sweep, right? Let him hit a home run that way, right? But then off of that jet sweep, guess what you do? You go counter, and you hit Tajay Spears, bouncing it to the opposite side, because when you send a guy in motion, you know what that does with defenses, especially after he hits a home run, the defense is going to shift to the motion side. Now you got air and opportunity for Tajay Spears on a counter run. So those are some of the things that you could do to kind of set it up. And then, as I said, you have him run choice routes out of the slot position. Anytime you could get a guy that can hit a home run anytime he touches the football, you got to consider it. So that's, for me, how I look at it. And I know we talked about running back being a luxury pick, but it's interesting when you talk to somebody that, you know, sees things a little bit differently, you got to be willing to be open to that. And that's where I am now when you look at Jeremiah Love.
100%. Teron Davenport reporting live from the NFL Combine, brought to you by Chicago's Home for Chicken and Waffles in East Nashville. TD, some news yesterday that maybe has fallen through the cracks given everything that we've learned this morning. Lloyd Cushenberry released with a failed physical designation. What do you think this means for the Titans at center this year? Is this an endorsement of Jackson Slater, or could you see them going big for a guy like Tyler Linderbaum in free agency?
Yeah, I don't think Linderbaum is a guy they're going to go for. Just in kind of canvassing the atmosphere out here, talking to some of the folks out here, it's not as likely. I mean, you never know, but it's not likely. And they understand that the center position is one that they have to address. Corey Levin is a guy that came up in conversation. They like him, but they don't know for sure, like, that's a guy that they could go into the season with as their center. So don't be surprised if you see some action there. Draft-wise, it's not that deep, but free agency, you know, there may be some. Dylan Parham is a good option, you know, the Memphis kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's an option. But the fact of the matter is it wasn't the Achilles. It was the shoulder surgery that Cushenberry had.
Right.
And it just didn't pass. And it just kind of is what it is. You know what I mean?
Last one for you here, TD. With T'Vondre Sweat gone, you do need to address defensive tackle. There was a little hint dropped earlier this week when Tanzel Smart was announced as the new assistant defensive coach. John Franklin Myers responded, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" Do you think that could be a good fit, putting him next to Jeffrey Simmons in the middle of that line?
Hey, man, you remember a couple years ago when the Jets, Corey Davis had the career game and the Jets beat the Titans in Jersey?
Yes, sir.
John Franklin Myers was murdering. He turned into Michael Myers to that O-line, man. He was murdering those guys, man. So, yeah, I mean, imagine having he and Jeffrey Simmons on the same line. That would be awesome for the Titans. So that's a move that I could see happening. He kind of priced himself out of Denver, but you look, he had 8 sacks there in Denver, you know, this past season. So that would be an awesome move. I think this also pushes up the need to do a low-profile signing and bring him back Bachelot, Sir Bachelot, Sebastian Joseph Davis.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's a good chance he comes back. Teron Davenport joining us live from Indianapolis. TD, always appreciate it. We'll talk next week. Enjoy the rest of Steak Week up there at the Combine.
Steak Week. Yeah, I'm going to come back, you know, a few pounds heavier. You might not recognize me when I come back.
TD, always great to have on. Teron Davenport reporting live from the NFL Combine, brought to you by Chicago's home of chicken and waffles in East Nashville. Always appreciate TD's insights on what has been a busy Titans news day. We will step aside. When we come back, we will react to what TD had to say. Also, I've been teasing the Eagles ticket giveaway. The Eagles playing at First Bank Stadium on May 9th. We will give those tickets away coming up in hour number 3. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up here on 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.